Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, and you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Annie from Seattle, Washington.
Hey, Annie. Seattle's a great city. What do you do there?
I do communications and public outreach for a state agency.
What is the state agency?
It's one that helps people get where they need to go.
So basically, your job is to tell people to take the bus?
No.
All right. Well, welcome to the show, Annie. It's great to have you with us. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here's your first limerick.
Last night's fun left my body quite shaken. Now I'm doing my best to awaken. With some pork in my pan, I will be all I can. I fight hangovers with strips of...
bacon.
Yes, this was a great week for bacon science. First, scientists from Newcastle University Center for Life explained scientifically why bacon tastes good. It has to do with the chemical reaction between the amino acids and sugars in the cooking process. That replaces the previous theory as to why bacon tastes good, i.e. that God loves us and wants us to be happy. And then these same brilliant baconologists shared news that the compounds found in a bacon sandwich, known as a bacon butty over in Britain, can help cure a hangover, making it basically a wonder food. This is great news, except, of course, for the Jews. Not allowed to eat the bacon, so we are told that rabbis are hard at work trying to unearth from the texts a too much manischewitz the night before exception to the general ban on bacon. That's an interesting question for a Jewish theologian. Why would God forbid such a wonderful product?
Something that delicious.
And useful.
I think that's a strange question. Why would God take away the bacon from the Jews?
Right. Yeah.
Given that the Jews have been through a lot.
Yeah.
If you were going to question any suffering...
You might start elsewhere.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I would think.
Clearly you're not Jewish.
Yes. That's it.
In the book of Job, that's the last thing taken.
Yeah.
The bacon.
All right, here is your next limerick.
Long division, don't unleash thy wrath. Creamy bars keep me on the right path. Through candy I'm able to know my time's table. This chocolate helps me with...
math.
Right. Very good. So have you ever looked at a math problem broken down in tears? Turns out all you need to solve that tricky problem was a chocolate bar. Scientists at Northumbria University gave volunteers high levels of flavanols, a compound found in chocolate. They asked them to count backwards from a random number in groups of three. The chocoholics, not only more accurate and quicker in their calculations than the chocolate-deprived volunteers, but they were less tired and mentally drained afterwards. So let's sum up what we have learned so far in this game.
Are we being funded by America's food industry?
I know, it's great.
You're not telling anybody?
This is great. So here's the problem. Did you drink too much the night before your big math test? Mm-hmm. Let me introduce you to my little friend, chocolate-covered bacon.
Yes.
Problem yes. solved.
Yeah. I can't wait to find out what the macaroni and cheese people come up with.
They're funding a study, you know.
Here is your final limerick.
When deodorant fails, we can tell. Because girls do it both good and well. A fine female nose can discern type of rose. Yes, we have an advanced sense of...
smell?
Yes! Having solved the riddle of bacon and chocolate and putting off that cure for cancer thing for another week or so, scientists have now proven that women are better than men at detecting body odor. Scientists from Philadelphia's Monell Center asked women and men to rate the strength of underarm odors that had been masked with fragrance. Not surprisingly, women detected the body odor in all but two of the cases, while men largely responded by saying, "Hey, is that bacon?" I love bacon. Carl, how did Annie do in our quiz?
Annie was perfect. Three correct answers, so Annie wins our prize.
Well done. Congratulations, Annie. Thank you so much for playing.
Thanks.
And congratulations on the big win.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.